March 26, 1928. Chapter: Beelzebub's opinion on war. Hessian asked, "Why, if beings on Earth mature in intelligence, can they sometimes recognize laws of nature, and why does this?" Threat of war run through their history. Do they not feel the horror of it, not stop it? Do they not think seriously about it? Beelzebub answered that they do think seriously and realize it all, but there are no results from the thinking of a few, because these few are isolated and there is no planetary organization. There's no general result from the serious thinking of any one center. You can only do sincere thinking after needs are fulfilled, and the few important and powerful who might help do nothing for other reasons. The young spend years given for preparation for being responsible in self-calming, and such education as crystallizes the properties of the organ Kunda buffer. The powerful are satiated and recline in a chair during digestion. They have developed mechanical reason. They think from reflexes of their stomach and sexual organs. A few think sincerely, but usually from external stimulus, as when someone near to them dies. But when hunger comes, they forget everything else. League of Nations. Several preceding died without a struggle. Most fail on account of diverse interests, egoism and vanities. Particularity of crystallized habit would be unable to do anything in the way of uprooting. Societies founded by a few beings after the great upheaval who have suffered by mechanical shock, objective consciousness passes temporarily into consciousness. But other important beings, simply because important, get in, and not having resurrected consciences, the founders soon find themselves outside, no members with objective reason. It is impossible to achieve anything by rules and agreements, the universal disease of the mote and the beam. Necessity to teach others on the assumption that they themselves need nothing. If others do not seem to wish to learn, they become upset. If they seem to learn, the teachers are happy, and only then can the speak of others without negative criticism. Incapable of self-observation, agitated by the faults of others. By inner rage, they increase their own misery, being useless, concerned by what they consider the defects of others, in violent contrast with their own subjectively established standards, sad for the sins of the world. Occasionally, we find some being whose inner life is under the thumb of someone who has penetrated to the chief feature. Mask, usually built up by education, falls before the owner of this thumb. Such rage, most, and write books about the government and themselves being afraid of a mouse grow very indignant at those who are afraid of a tiger. They write books on what to do and what not to do on meeting tigers, or being themselves a walking museum of diseases, grow indignant at one who catches cold. Must be individual victims, and in some cases so brazen that they need masses. The disease of having power within oneself spreads especially among the intelligentsia. A being who is perfected to such a degree that he has already the function of directing his planetary body at will is possible, but the members of the intelligentsia are just the opposite of having power. Might be called the mechanicagentsia. They act and manifest in response to shocks from outside, become animated as long as unrolling. It acts within us independent of our own wish and will. Objects that accidentally come in range of the retina or ears. They become bureaucrats with a limited repertory of experience. Plutocrats, and by artfully trapping more naive countrymen, become owners of great wealth. Story of the origin of the name, mixture of Greek and Roman scoundrel crats, and though insulted swagger and title as if in a top hat. Theocrats. Plutocrats play upon disease trust and theocrats upon disease faith. Democrats? Aristocrats? Cannot explain, even in the words of Mullah Nasser Eddin, how can a boat like that float? Change in organic life due not to things within that species, but result of adaptation on the part of the planet to the cosmic trogo auto egocrat. Story of the society whose motto was, the world must be free for all. The Brotherhood was formed of those who have seen themselves, had practiced self-observation to get rid of the consequences of the organ kunda buffer. They aim to establish one religion in common based on the Parsis, but with change of nomenclature from the fire to the sun, that is, from emotion to higher intellect. A common language taking root in Asia, that is, essence, a common government by council of saints. This broke up. Appearance of the philosopher Atonak with theory, why wars appear on earth, stumbled on Mars, well preserved because written with blood of being on a skin of a being, that is, incarnated. One statement, it is probable that the law exists of reciprocal maintenance of all that exists, that is, aside from subjective purposes or theories of existence, everything must have an objective value. Sheep have the objective value of mutton and wool. Similarly, Atomach argued, we, like all other beings, subserve an objective purpose. Changes in us are brought about by shepherds and butchers for our objective values. We must serve either by life or death. Atomach's theory was indeed near to the truth, near to trogo auto ego crat, a reciprocal maintenance for something for which all this exists. Certain chemical substances necessary, which can be formed and developed only in what we call living beings. Now, chemicals go to maintenance, etc., generally speaking, after death. whether of men or animals, is indifferent. The society, Earth must be free for all, invited him to come and expand his theory, appointed a committee to examine details, but not of the experienced and disillusioned. They forgot their first effort and split, one group accepting, one opposing. Atomac became president after several general sessions. According to the laws of nature, wars and civil wars will continue. So they disbanded. Atomac said, "Why not sacrifice animals?" This was current until a dervish abolished it. World war. Each being exists to furnish a certain form of radiation. Blood also required from human beings, radiations from Moon and Anolius. Two sets of radiations involving two forms of activity. When men function normally, conscious meditation, both forms of vibrations derive from their lives. When they cease to be normal, there were substituted vibrations derived from essence after death, corresponding deaths and births regulated by cosmic demand. That at times a certain number of deaths should take place, but Atomac did not realize that the vibrations were necessary in quality and if not in quantity. If the vein of ore is thin, more must be crushed. Atomac did not know the details of what had happened under the regime of Ashia. Both deaths and births were fewer. Luisus told Beelzebub that both the Moon and Anolius must have ascokine. Existence is never pure, only in admixture with abrustonus, air, and helctonus, impressions. Ascokine can be released only if these two forms of food are consciously taken and digested. Thus, if honestly served, nature would also bring about the development of the other two bodies. But when the need to do this consciously ceased, the earth was forced to adapt herself and substitute quantity for quality in a very disadvantageous way. In world war, an excess of deaths, wolves appearing in the streets of Tiflis, rats and mice multiply. Hassin asked, "Is it true that they can never perfect themselves? Where is justice? Something is not right." Beelzebub sighed, "If Ashia could do nothing, what can we do?" Time, or a being of exceptional intelligence, or a cosmic event. April 2nd. The mountain pass of impartial mentation. Picture of a ritual taking place on a level just above our understanding, as if witnessing high mass, an attitude of emotional wonder. On the ship, there was a pale blue light and much agitation. Ego Leonops, only four in the universe, each made dependent on one of the four all quarters maintainers. Ability to be anywhere, at any time. Assembly of all passengers in the astral hall of the ship with Myrtle and Dev del Casco. Archangels and angels from the cosmic Iglionopti bearing palms and a casket from which something radiated. Psalm, hymn to our endlessness. While angels sing canticles, an old archangel announces to Beelzebub that because of his conascent life, his horns, conscious will, are to be restored to him. The old archangel has a rod in the casket from the all quarters maintainer. The archangel addresses those of like nature with Beelzebub, who are invited each to surrender part of his nature, the substance of his own horns. Those who freely desire to do so. Holding rod by the handle, the length of time determining the amount of active substance passing. Hubbub. All desiring to hold it a long time, regulated by the captain of the ship. Horns appeared on Beelzebub's head, watching for number of prongs. Four appeared. Beelzebub had the second degree of reason, short of the holy onclad. After the ceremony was over, a fifth fork appeared. All fell on their knees, for this meant Beelzebub had attained the sacred Padkulad, next to the holy onclad. The archangel speaks to all. Let Beelzebub be an example for us to renew our struggle and the doing our part which alone can lead to our self-perfection. All sing a canticle, I rejoice. Dr. Goldwater says that in Masonry, Cassis is a symbol of eternal life. The whole book represents a climb through various stages of reason. Beelzebub has made this climb and has at last reached the past of impartial. After turning this pass, a new order of life is possible. What motive could the others have for surrendering part of their development for the development of one of their kind? A passion for perfection is not necessarily a passion for perfection in oneself. It was not for Beelzebub of a personal advantage, but to carry out the objective duty of the maintenance of the cosmic machine. This could best be carried out if the scattered consciousnesses of all were concentrated in Beelzebub. In general, the higher emotions are those in which personal ends are absent. April 9th. Pondering an attempt to answer questions from their source. A process of stripping off the answers suggested by association and arriving at the essential personal answer. The method can be applied to any question, e.g., where shall I spend the summer? What do I really want to do in the field of my potentialities? Under those who have pondered practical questions can be trusted to ponder practically on philosophical questions. Chapter: Good and Evil. Try to formulate your own definitions of good and evil. Good is that which fulfills the function for which a thing is created, a good clock subject to test. Differ in understanding according to work and essence. After attaining impartial mentation, he goes to his cabin for the rest needed after an emotional experience. He found has seen sobbing. The intensity of thought had established a tempo that was abnormal. Afterwards, clash of tempos. Tears did not mean anything except that the three centers were at different tempos. A neurotic system is due to tempo intensification in one center without others being raised to the same degree. Centers out of step was cause, but the occasion was this. Hasin weeping over beings on the earth, handicapped by Kundabuffer. Hasin's objective conscience could suffer because beings, three-center beings like himself, were shut out from the ineffable joy he had just experienced. Where is justice that I should enjoy this? Beelzebub is actively pondering. A responsible being spends half his time in actively pondering, one half of the energy developed in the body. Where is the center of gravity of your thought when you are at leisure? on the animal lane, food, rest, etc.? Where do your thoughts go? To be human, one must spend one half of one's energy on pondering. Objective analysis of your thoughts, where they naturally go. After pondering, you must cease and give chance for rest of the planetary body is an independent thing, an auxiliary. Deal justly with it. Give it time for adjustment. Help to your demand since it serves two masters. Biology and psychology may develop by leaps and bounds, but the body only by degrees. When what we develop proves to have unbearable effects on the body, pause and give it time to adjust. Otherwise, a part only of the total being, being in the planetary body, will acquire this accelerated tempo and will be lopsided. Silly saints, weak yogis, and stupid ascetics are formed by indulging in essential wish in one center at the expense of the rest. Not allowing this. Most of us asking to be whole. Change refuses to accommodate. Hessein's explanation is incomplete. Hessein would have been more correct if he had said, sobbing because he had thought intensely, and after thinking, sobbing came from the emotional center. Hessein had said, out of tempo with the body. If we think without feeling, at the end tired and go to sleep. If feeling had been in the thinking, then emotional fatigue, unable to control the body. Pondering in Beelzebub's sense included thinking and feeling elements. Body is manifesting materialization of intellection plus emotion. Dante, one of the rare Europeans capable of pondering, read the Inferno, participation in intellection and feeling. Beelzebub will explain to Hessein the difference between intellection and pondering. Thinking is according to knowledge. Understanding is according to essence. Essence is thinking and feeling. It is not emotional thinking, but is a fusion. Beelzebub says, let us go and sit. That is, take a new posture. CF drama. Arrival of a hoon. Common sense. Personal practical application of ideas otherwise impersonal. Difference between understanding and knowledge. Beelzebub says, let us compare the beings on the earth with normal three-centered beings throughout the universe. CF, average with normal, reason. On earth is the reason of knowledge. That of normal beings is the reason of understanding. Reason of understanding becomes an integral part of the being. Well, the reason of knowledge is alien and is merely acquired. Understanding is in one's bones, and with it one cannot act contrary to essence. Reason of knowledge can understand clearly and yet act otherwise. New knowledge acquired by being with the reason of knowledge must be repeated, or it is forgotten. Not so with reason of understanding. Ah, I see the idea. We are engaged in trying to acquire the art of pondering. Pondering and being human are equivalent. Is my understanding of pondering according to the knowledge or understanding? If the former, we'll need repetition. Simultaneity of thinking and feeling is a technique. Effects without injuring wholeness. Gains according to understanding become inalienable parts of the being essence. Beelzebub adjusts the curls of his tail, change of planes. Hessein asks, what is the cause, in your opinion, of the molding of our psyche, chief cause, in this misshapen way, that is, so little according to essence? Beelzebub replies, "My personal opinion, if I seen it asked before, could not have answered frankly because he had an aim in view in regard to Hasin. Why inadvisable for someone to tell you your chief feature? You are now at the beginning of real being, and I determined to help you so that your intellection would go rightly. Told facts in such order that Hasin would arrive inevitably at his own conclusions. Order of discoverers of self. Reason according to understanding. Essence depends on the presence of chemical substances formed in the planetary body under the law of Tri-Amasa-Kamno. Understanding cannot be acquired suddenly, generated and formed by a process. This is a most important fact, but I did not tell it to you before. Three factors are necessary. Formations already exist in Beelzebub, and knowledge in form of stimulus from outside. Those already materialize, and intellectual understanding is become relative. Either positive, another positive and negative. The new becomes neutralizing and becomes blended. Part affirms, new part denies, causing friction, clash between agreement and denial. Result, that the two are precipitated in a new understanding, either according to knowledge or essence. Part of theory is transient, part of essence. What decides? Whether at time of clash, the individual makes efforts, personal effort at resolving the clash. Without this effort, understanding is deposited at random, according to the gravity of the words, verbal associations. No accretion of real understanding and real understanding. Mulla Nasr Eddin Soup. By himself must produce an effort to understand the directions involved in both affirmation and denial. Had I first given you my conclusions and then the evidence, my conscience would have been clear, but there would have been no effort on your part. That's why I told you these things in this order. I can give you my personal frank opinion and can tell you something about objective reason which I had known it earlier would have saved me many centuries of observation. But I can tell you only because you have made an effort up to this point. Without effort, you have only understanding according to knowledge, which is the greatest enemy of understanding according to understanding, essence. At lunch, December 28th, the intellectual center of mental behavior is concerned with its own problems. Speculation on the meaning and aim of existence. We have some disorganized material of mental behavior. Our three centers are embryonic. Question, can a germ exercise? Certainly. Being is developed by friction between doing and this on fundamental questions. Beelzebub asks, do we know anything about the planet remorse of conscience? Hasin called the cursed planet isolated and unique. Fundamental cosmic laws there proceed inversely and backward. We assume that experience teaches, but experiences do not occur in educational sequence, but higgly-piggly, often too advanced for us. But sometimes we have runs and are surprised. If we were normal, these would be more frequent. Remorse of conscience is a state in which experience occur without order, hence perhaps the feeling that we are out of joint, alone, on the edge of the universe. Hasin continues, his father had said that this state of discrepancy between inward growth and external experience will last until those beings have done away with certain substances ignorantly acquired. Every external event made possible by chemicals within. Tragedy cannot happen to the untragical. We experience only ourselves. No arbitrary condemnation. Good and evil depend on chemical substances within. There are three means of taking in substances, and each determines the nature of subsequent experience. Consequences are inherent in the chemicals, e.g., eat a bad oyster. Food determines the physiological. B. Air determines the moods. C. Perceptions. Try to be aware of what we are doing every time we take a perception. That is to pass down Fifth Avenue and look at the stops with a little envy. Each such little perception builds up. Someday I will stop at one of these shops and buy something which I do not need.